أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يوم ترى المؤمنين والمؤمنات يسعى نورهم بين أيديهم وبأيمانهم بشراكم اليوم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها ذلك هو الفوز العظيم. In the beginning of the surah, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained some of His great, great qualities, how Allah is the first before whom there is no first before them. Allah is the last after whom there is no last. Allah has been since ever and Allah will be forever. Allah is so manifest, bazaahir, that you can see Allah everywhere. That is the works of Allah Ta'ala. Allah is batin, but at the same time is so hidden that you can't see Him also. So all these great qualities of Allah, and then Allah Ta'ala in the next subject calls upon the believing people that وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. Why don't you make an effort and bring the reality of the consciousness of Allah within you? We all just have made now two rakats of Fajr namaz for us. Let us think that in our namaz, how much did we think of Allah Ta'ala? Namaz is exclusive for the remembrance of Allah. If in namaz we didn't think of Allah, then the rest of the time, rest of the day, where will we be thinking of Allah? And in order to achieve that, Allah Ta'ala gave one great prescription. In order to achieve that is, وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُنْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Why don't you spend in the path of Allah, in the love of Allah? By that, this is one way of the many ways by which this consciousness of Allah will come. The consciousness of Akhirat will come. It has been narrated that a person's heart is where his money is. So if we send our money to Akhirat, our heart will also be in Akhirat. If we leave the money in the world, our heart will be in this world. Further, now Allah Ta'ala explained that those who have achieved this and this Iman, which also our present Iman, which we believe, well, inshaAllah, is going to take us to Jannah. But Allah wants that reality of Iman, and that will give us the highest stages. So Allah says, يَوْمَ تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَسْعَى نُورُهُمْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ. جس دن تو دیکھے ایمان والے مردوں کو اور ایمان والی عورتوں کو کہ دوڑتی ہوئی جلتی ہے ان کے روشنی ان کے آگے. That day, that is the day of Qiyamah. After the resurrection and at the time of crossing the pool Sirat, which will be thinner than a hair, sharper than a sword, and a distance of 1500 years, and there will be darkness there. Then at that time you will see the believing man and the believing woman. Their noor will be going from in front of them, they will have light, and on their right hand side. According to some narrations, it will be on the left also. All this noor will spread all around, and the noor of the in front will be from the heart. That is how strong a person's iman was. According to that will be that light and noor, and the noor on the right will be his amal, his actions. How much more amal he had done, so much will be that noor which will be on the right. And a person will have need this noor in order to cross this bridge. So these people who made an effort on their iman and strengthened their iman and their amal also, they will have noor all around them. And with that noor, it will be easy for them to cross Jannah, to cross this bridge. And this bridge is over Jahannam. If a person falls from there, he falls into Jahannam. So this noor will be there. Bushraakumul yawma jannatun tajri min tahtiha al-anhaar. Khush khabri hai, tumko aaj ke din baagh hai, ke niche behti hai unke nehre. Then the good news will be given to them and they will see the scene of Jannah. The beautiful, enjoying scenes of Jannah they will see, and those gardens beneath which rivers will be flowing. So that will make them also more eager to cross this bridge and get over easily. They will have the noor also, they will have that urge and desire also to go, because that is the road to Jannah. خالدين فيها سدارهم من And there in Jannat you will live forever. You will have these beautiful gardens. You won't have to maintain it. You won't have to water it. There won't be seasons and winter which dries out. There won't be any storms or thunderstorms or hurricanes or anything. It will be just a place of enjoyment forever. You yourself will be forever, and you will remain young also forever. You know, old age will come to you. You will remain young forever, and you will remain in that Jannat forever. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ يَهِي هَي بَرِي مُرَاد مِنِّي. This is really the real success. That is when a person is successful, when he will get this Jannat. So success is not measured in this world. Success is measured there, and for that we have to strive. On the other hand, on the other side of the story is يَوْمَ يَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتُ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. جس دن کہیں گے دغاباز مرد اور عورتیں ایمان والوں کو. That will be also the day when the munafiqeen, those who were defrauding people, who showed themselves to be Muslims, but in their heart they were not Muslims. They did not have the love of Islam. They did not believe in their hearts. They just because they were born in a Muslim family, or they lived in a Muslim society, or when Islam was strong, they lived in a Muslim government, and to get all the benefits, they showed themselves to be Muslims. But actually, they are not Muslims. Those people will say to the believing people, when they will have no noor. These munafiqeen will have no noor, and there will be darkness, and they have to cross this bridge. At that time they will say to the believing man and woman, Unzurna naqtabis min noorikum, raah dekho hamari, hum bhi roshni le le tumhari noor se. That we were family members, we were of one family, we were the people living in the same town, we were of the same country, and now help us out. You give us also some noor, so that we can also cross this bridge. Yeah, they live together. Those who are the munafiqeen and the true sincere believers all live together. They eat together. They do everything together. So they'll say, we were one family, we were all together. So give us noor, yeah, too. As you have got noor, give us also. They will reply and say to them, قِيلَ رُجِعُوا وَرَاءَكُمْ. Koi kahega, laut jao piche. Somebody will say to them, and it will be announced that you go back. You go and look for your noor. Faltamisu nooran, phir dhund lo roshni. You go and look for your noor somewhere else. You go back and you look for your noor. We can't give you any of this noor. فَدُرِبَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِسُورٍ لَهُ بَابٍ. پھر کھڑی کر دی جائے گی ان کے بیچ میں ایک دیوار جس میں ہوگا دروازہ. Then immediately after that, a wall will be made between the true believers and the munafiqeen. And this wall will have a door in it. And that door will be such, بَاطِنُهُ فِيهِ الرَّحْمَةِ وَظَاهِرُهُ مِنْ قِبَلِهِ الْعَذَابِ. اس کے اندر رحمت ہوگی اور باہر کی طرف عذاب. On the inside of this door will be the mercy, the rahmat of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. The beautiful joyous scenes of Jannat will be there. All enjoyment will be there from the inside. And that is where the people, the true believers will be, that they are now on the inside. Whereas all the munafiqeen who feigned to be Muslims, who acted to be Muslims, will be on the outside of it. And there will be adab of Allah ta'ala. All the scenes of the adab of Allah ta'ala will be behind this. So this is the condition on the day of Qiyamah, at that time when people will be having to cross the bridge over Jahannam. So we have to make an effort that we get all signs of hypocrisy out of us. And listening to music is one of the main causes of hypocrisy that comes into a person. There is a plant that grows in the Arab lands when it rains. In the deserts it rains seldom. But when one night rainfall falls, that plant grows 4 meters high. And today how many of us on our cell phones, we got musical tones. We are listening to music different ways and different places. How many Muslim firms, you phone them and your call is on hold and the music is playing. So this should not, and even if it's a non-Muslim firm, we should be careful that we don't listen to the music. And if perchance music does fall in the ear, we must be cautious to make tawbah and istighfar. Though it was involuntarily, but we must make tawbah and istighfar. Otherwise this music, and today right in the masjid, music plays also. In Masjid Nabawi and Haram Sharif, music on the cell phone is playing there also. And how many of our youngsters, boys and girls, got their earphones plugged in all the time listening to music. Almost 24 hours they just listening to music. And so this nifaq is a terrible thing, and the consequences we will see. May Allah save us all, our families and everyone, and all of us must make an effort that we can save everyone from this. And we must make dua also to Allah Ta'ala that He showers His mercies upon us and we get saved of this horrible conditions on the day of Qiyamah.